USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. Most Americans do not, according to a new survey, support President Trump's plans to create a U.S. Space Force. The new CNN poll finds 55% of people surveyed say they don't support the idea, 37% do. In June, the president announced he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of creating such a new branch of the U.S. military. A major storm system is now hitting the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes a day after doing damage in the plains and Midwest. Tornadoes were reported in 3 states yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, sending a joint letter to the White House. The letter signed by, among others, 6 former CIA directors, including General David Petraeus, Leon Panetta, Michael Hayden, and George Tenet. Meanwhile, the president's special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, denies that Trump's decision to revoke Brennan's security clearance was in any way politically motivated.
I know it says former CIA director, but what is he doing currently to merit that security clearance? It's not about being a critic of the president. There's a lot of people, especially on social media, yapping, clapping, and slapping at the president and his defenders and, and his voters. Who cares?
Conway spoke on Fox and Friends. People across the U.S. are still mourning the loss of Aretha Franklin, the 76-year-old queen of soul who passed away yesterday at her home in Detroit after battling cancer. Fans gathered outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father was the pastor. Flowers have been placed on Franklin's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and her family is reportedly planning to hold a public memorial service in Detroit. However, a date for the service has not yet been announced. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.